Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's subject is 4th of July, and you might say, what does the 4th of July have to do with health? Well, it has quite a bit to do with it because there's so much happening. First of all, there's parties. What happens during parties? There is a lot of food and fatty foods and drinks and barbecues. And why am I mentioning those? Well, quite often when you're happy and you're partying, you're not paying attention what you put in your mouth and what goes in your stomach. So there is a higher risk of heart attack due to the fatty foods, due to drinking too much alcoholic beverages, and most likely also the heat. So what I'm saying is protect yourself, protect your skin from UVA and UVB rays that can cause cancer on your skin. Protect yourself, your head, from getting headaches. Put a hat on or something. And stay away from too many fatty foods. A bite or two is not going to kill you, unless the doctor says so. But just be reasonable in what you eat and when you eat, and don't go overboard with anything. The same with drinking. Have lots of water. Flush out the toxins. And fill your stomach with water so you don't have to overeat with food. Barbecues can be very delicious. And I, for one, I love when my husband barbecues. However, I have the advantage knowing how he does it. And we do the chicken without the skin, and it's always juicy and moist, and he does not charcoal it, because if it's too charcoaled, it's cancerous. So you just want to do that it's done. You want to make sure it's done the correct way. So it's still moist inside and flavorful, yet it doesn't have any cancerous properties. So what is another reason why I said also safety is one of the issues I would like to take, a stand to? What are some safety precautions? Besides the fire, the sun, the overeating, intoxication, charcoaled meat, and fireworks, well, all these things actually do have to do with our physical and mental health, and maybe even a bit with financial health, because during this time, when mostly teens or young adults don't have money to go buy fireworks, which, by the way, are prohibited in many states or cities, please follow the rules and don't light any fireworks in residential areas and in cities where they're prohibited. This will help prevent major accidents, injuries, and maybe even fires, burning down homes, making people homeless. Let's be respectful and mindful, not just of ourselves, but of our neighbors and friends and of our community. So, why is actually July 4th such an important day? And why do we call it Independence Day? Well, the purpose of Independence Day is to commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Holy Maloney, that was 241 years ago. That's as long as we've been celebrating Independence Day in the US of A. Totally amazing. And I'm mistaken. 141 years. Yeah. my mask is off and I am not intoxicated. I've been drinking water. But so anyway, that's a long time. And that's actually a great reason for celebrating. For the people who don't know the whole background about this, I have actually included a link below with the Constitution facts and the Declaration of Independence, so you can read it and you can share it with your children or with some friends who have no idea about history. Is something we should remember, especially when it has such a huge impact on our lives. And we are so blessed that we are able to live in the United States of America. I consider this as a huge privilege because originally I am not from here. However, I've been over here for 38 years and I have become a U.S. citizen, and I take this not as a chore, but as a privilege, as an opportunity to actually have all the benefits that we have over here. We have an amazing life in the United States, even with the little things that are happening here and there that we like or don't like. Who cares? What actually matters much more is how we personally behave and participate in our lives and the lives of our families and friends and the community to make a difference in this amazing country. So that is one thing, that link there that you can just click on and you can actually get the whole Constitution facts and the Declaration of Independence so you can read it. I'm not saying you have to learn it by heart, but I think it is important that we do know some of the facts and don't take our forefathers for granted, the ones who put so much thought, effort, and love into creating this Independence Day for us. I also have included as a gift, actually, the https://archive.org/detail/star-spangled-banner_930. And that is about 11 and a half minutes long. There's a lot of information in there. And at the end, the song is sung, the Star Spangled Banner. It explains how it came about, what the whole story behind it is, and how it was created, why it was created, and where it was created. And I think it is totally amazing that the person who wrote it, and I'm not going to spill the beans right now because I want you to listen to it. The person who wrote it, if you don't know it already, how he actually describes the whole situation. I feel really blessed and honored to be part of this country. And that's why I put so much emphasis and so much value to these special holidays, such as Independence Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. Because without our soldiers, without our warriors, without the people who gave their lives to serve the country and to protect us, we would not have what we have. So I just really want to stress, let's make this the most amazing day ever. Being respectful, being mindful, paying attention to where we go, what we do, what the rules and regulations are and abide by them. Be very careful with the fireworks. And again, please, or ignite them in any residential areas. they can end up on rooftops and catch the house on fire. First the roof and then the whole house can inflame and be engulfed in fires. There is no need for that. If your area has a specific area where you can go and light fireworks, please go there. Do what's safe for everyone and also for your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for your entire family. Make sure everybody stays safe and sound, happy and healthy, mentally, physically, and financially. Don't ruin anybody by being just so uncary, just doing whatever you want without considering what the ramifications are. Take care of yourself as a first step, because how can you take care of someone else when you don't take care of yourself? And that is pretty much the message for today, to be happy and healthy and to do the best we can in every situation, every day of our lives. And having said that, I might close a little early today, I'm not sure, but I do want to wish everybody a very blessed and wonderful Independence Day. Keep safe, stay happy, healthy, and empowered until next week. And most importantly, if you have any questions, suggestions, or input you want to give me, whatever, please contact me. I put my website up where you can find out more about optimal health, and I put my coaching email down. So if you need some help and want some coaching and getting healthy, I'll be more than happy to help anybody within the USA. And I am just here for you to create awareness, to make sure that we can make this country one of the healthiest countries in the world, one person at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. And I need to stress that all of you who are listening in are very important to me. That's why I take so much pride and I put so much thought and effort into creating these episodes that you can get something out of it. And I would love to hear what your benefits are, what you're getting out of it, where I could improve, where you want to participate. Maybe we can even create an event or something there where we can help others in our communities and just reach out. So let's be a wonderful, happy, healthy family, supporting one another and everybody in our area, and help out, set an example, educate our children on proper eating habits, behavior, and all that stuff, and skincare, and just safety in general. And that's it for today. Keep it happy and healthy, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.